But the time to receive the mark of the beast, as designated in prophecy, has not yet come. The testing time has not yet come. There are true Christians in every church, not accepting the Roman Catholic communion. None are condemned until they have had light and have seen the obligation of the fourth commandment. But when the decree shall go forth enforcing the counterfeit Sabbath, and when the loud cry of the third angel shall warn men against the worship of the beast in his image, the line will be clearly drawn between the false and the true. Then those who still continue in transgression will receive the mark of the beast in their foreheads or in their hands. With rapid steps we are approaching this period when Protestant churches shall unite with secular power to sustain a false religion for opposing which their ancestors endured the fiercest persecution. Then will the papal Sabbath be enforced by the combined authority of church and state. There will be a national apostasy which will end only in national ruin. Now, a couple things to notice in here. She says, when the decree goes forth enforcing the counterfeit Sabbath. In other words, when the Sunday law goes forth. And then she says, when the loud cry of the third angel shall warn men against the mark of the beast and the worship of the beast, then the line will be drawn. Then those who continue to keep Sunday will receive the mark of the beast. What we need to see here, for those of us who are unwilling to be very specific about what's being described here, it's when the test comes, then the loud cry begins, and there is going to be a group of people that are proclaiming the loud cry. They'll be empowered by the latter rain while they're proclaiming this loud cry, and this loud cry is the final warning message. Therefore, the group of people that are proclaiming this loud cry message under the power of the latter rain have been sealed, because the only way that people will see the final warning message is if they see people that have been sanctified fully. And this is signalized, according to Sister White, by the seal of God. So the seal of God must take place when this decree goes forward. The seal of God in the sense that this is the place where it will be made manifest whether you and I have the seal of God. Before that test, before it, please let me be clear here, we will have to have already developed a character that is ready for the seal of God. And in that sense, we have the seal of God, but it hasn't been made manifest until the test arrives. But no one receives the mark of the beast until they've had light on that subject. And when the Sunday law test arrives, there's one group of